The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces and seats of honor in synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. I have a confession to make. This week, yesterday, we had our youth retreat, and I was very busy spending a lot of my time getting ready for that retreat. Are there any youth out there that went on that retreat? Are you still awake? See, it was a long retreat, almost 12 hours. Is that right? Whew! But see how God rewarded you by giving you an extra hour of sleep last night? Anyway, since I was doing that, I didn't have time to get my homily prop and go shopping. So I need you to use your imagination. Can you do that? I have a beautiful silver platter. And on that silver platter is beautiful, luscious, ripe, perfectly ripe fruit. Bananas. Peaches. Strawberries. I don't know what kind you really like. But then also on that platter, there's a rotten banana. Okay, you got that? All right. I would like to give you a gift. Take whatever you like. He took the good banana. Can I give you a gift? What would you like? What was it, a good fruit?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it the strawberry or the peach?
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Okay, we got the peach and the rotten banana left.
Making bread.
I'm going to go to somebody else. She said the rotten banana and she's making bread. I have to come back. You threw me a curveball there. Okay. You took the nice fruit. Now I'm going to go to somebody else. Here's a rotten banana. All right, so if you weren't so holy, who did I honor more? Or who got the better gift? The ones who had the finer fruits. It is something today that I'm going to talk briefly about. But it's something that a lot of us don't like to talk about. And in my experience, many Catholics especially. And that is tithing. Tithing. The word comes from Scripture, it's tenth. But here is the spiritual idea. Is that there's two ways we can approach our time talent, and treasure. And the first way is we can say, oh, here's what I have to do. I have to provide for my family. I have to do all this. I'm going to use all my limited income and do these things that are really important. And then any leftovers, like the rotten banana, I'll give to God. And what does that say to God? What does that say about our priorities? Whereas the spiritual practice of tithing is that I'm going to give God the best, the first fruits, and then trust that God will provide for me. These two stories we heard in the first reading and in the gospel, they're powerful stories. They really do hurt. They really are difficult to really understand and believe. The first story was of a poor widow. You know, in the times way before Jesus, where this story was, that means they had no source of income. And she had a son. And she has, in a time of famine, and Elijah, just enough food in her jar for one more meal, and her son are going to die after they eat that meal. And she's out gathering sticks, and there's a holy person, Elijah the prophet. And I love how Elijah does this. It's almost like Father Paul. Oh, can you give me a cup of water? Okay, a cup of water, no problem. Oh, and by the way, can you give me some bread too? Knowing that that's all she has left. And she has a choice. Does she trust in God or what she thinks God is telling her and give that to this service of this holy endeavor? Or does she watch out for herself and her son? It makes more sense to watch out for herself and her son, doesn't it? Even her responsibility. But she trusts. And lo and behold, God provides not only that one meal, but that jar of flour and oil never goes empty for the entire year of the drought. And she feeds her, her son, and Elijah for 1 year. And later, towards the end of that year, her son dies. And Elijah prays, and that son is brought back to life. God blesses her abundantly. In the gospel, we see Jesus looking at all that donation to the treasury, and this happens all the time. Many people are blessed, and they can give sums of money to purposes, but this widow has hardly anything. She probably feels insignificant, almost ashamed, unworthy, yet she gives all she has. And God sees that as more valuable than anything else. Because she's putting him, God, first. This is the spirituality of tithing. And there's good news. Even though tithing means 10%, you can tithe at different percents. Maybe something that you feel more comfortable with. But to choose some percent and do that first before all your other obligations is to give God first fruits, not the leftovers, to trust in him. And people have testified over the years that when they do that, God does provide in ways they never would have imagined. And it's true not only with money, but our time, right? One of the obvious ways we pray with our time is by praying. I didn't say that right. One of the obvious ways we tithe with our time is by praying. I ask people a lot of times, and I keep saying, you know, we should pray every day. Oh, yes, Father, I pray every day, you know. Whenever I'm in trouble, I say a word, you know, I say a Hail Mary. Or even, you know, yeah, before I go to bed, but, you know, usually I'm tired and I fall asleep and I don't really get very far. To tithe with our time, one of the ways to do it is give God 10 minutes, 15 minutes of our best time. Personally, I like to do it with a cup of coffee in the morning. Some of my favorite time. You know, it's okay to have coffee while you pray. You shouldn't pray while you have coffee, but it's okay to have coffee. and with our talent, right? We are very talented. God gives us not only our time, but different talents. And oftentimes we use those talents to provide for ourselves. But do we give of those talents to others? Perhaps charity, perhaps nonprofits, perhaps volunteering, or perhaps teaching others that don't have those talents. God wants us to put God first in everything, to whatever extent we can, and we can start small and grow, but to really give God our first fruits is the spiritual message of tithing. It's putting our faith really in action. It's the message, I believe, of the readings today. All right? However, I think I have a testimony of somebody here in the church who would like to share their experience of tithing. Thank you, Ulysses.
Morning. So that's a pretty tough scripture. I could give you some excuses. There's no way that scripture that's written 2,000 years ago can apply in today's world. How about things that we hear in the world? In order to take care of others, we must take care of ourselves first, like the plane analogy. We must put our oxygen mask first before we can help others. These are excuses that I've heard and I also implemented in my life. I was the person who was selfish, greedy, only gave my scraps to Jesus because I was really attached to money and materialistic things. Well, that money and materialistic things start disappearing really quickly. In 2018 and 2019, two of our family businesses start dwindling. Our savings dropped to zero. We turned our luxury car in. Our home was in foreclosure. Our bills were not paid. I was not able to provide for my family. Imagine the ego that I had. I had none. And it was tough. It was a really tough time. And things started changing in May 2019. We decided to just completely dedicate our lives to Jesus and see what and listen to what he wanted us to do. One of the things that we decided to do is to give 10%, something different that we never did before. Even though that we didn't have money enough to provide, we decided to just give 10%. We spoke to Father Paul. Father Paul, is it net or gross? Right. He asked us to pray about it. We heard God saying it's gross. So that was tough for my wife and I. In December 2019, that's when we decided to do gross. Took us some months to figure that out. And the expectations, we did not know what to expect, but what we did know was we needed to give because we thought that we were blessed, even though that we were struggling. We're still blessed than many other people that were probably in worse situations. So from December to May, we decided to just give 10% of our gross income. We kept giving, even though that we were still in financial hardship. It was until June of 2020 that our third business that we opened started growing. And with that, we were able to help homeless. We donated to several charities, including Our Lady of Guadalupe. Helped several families do surgeries and health and also pay for their doctor bills. And some miracles that came through this journey that we're still going through, and by all means, you know, we're still going through this, is, you know, within a week that we received a letter that our house was going to go into foreclosure and repossessed, if you will. God provided us some funds that it didn't have to go into foreclosure, literally a week. We sold a software technology to a company almost a year after we closed the business. We received checks from, this was crazy. We received checks from Toyota. just all of a sudden, and we've received checks from unclaimed, for unclaimed in the state from old things that I guess happened in the past, and it was during the time that we were foreclosing, we didn't pay bills. And then just recently in September, just literally just a month and a half ago, we received a call from the IRS, our friends from the IRS, and we're trying to negotiate. I'm not sure if you guys have ever done that before, but it's pretty tough. And they informed us that that we have an account with Morgan Stanley. We don't have an account with Morgan Stanley, but they informed us we did, and we found out there was some money there for 12 years. And we're still investigating. It's from my old job. We were able to bring my mom to my house, to our home, to God's home, sorry, not my house, God's home, and convert the garage into a small apartment. We're still doing that today. And these past 2 months, we were able to grow our team from 14 members to 11 part-time and full-time team members. And then God also guided us to open a second business. I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to share these things to think that we are a perfect family, but we're far from that. But we did take a leap, and we provided 10%, and we continue providing 10%. And what the lesson we've learned in this journey, and so many lessons, is that when you give 10% of your gross income, that God will always provide, and that you could live with less than what you currently have. We were humbled very quickly, that we were just focused on just some bills and just food, and we let everything else go, and God kept us in his home. And one thing that I just like to leave you with is that if you ever thought about doing this, take a leap. God has you, and God will always have you. And if you have any questions about our journey or any guidance that you like, please approach me. Thank you for your time.